Hello, and welcome to the latest webcast from bestallinclusive.com. This is your host, Donna Adinolfi, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Eduardo Pinto, Director of Sales for the new Secrets and Dreams Bahia Mica Surf and Spa. Eduardo, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good day to all. Thank you to you, Donna, and all the audience of bestallinclusive.com. It is a pleasure to be here with you this today here, and we are very, very excited of these two babies, of these two projects, Secrets and Dreams, and this is awesome.
Yes, it is. I'm actually excited too. I wish I were there right now as we're covered in snow where I am, but I love the area that these two new resorts will be located. So let's share a little bit more with our audience. And what I'd love, Eduardo, is if you could just share a little bit more about the opening, maybe the location, the layout, since the two resorts will be next to one another. So I will leave the rest up to you.
Thank you, Donna. Yes, and it will be a pleasure. So yes, we are so happy. We have our opening date just very close, June 1st of this year, 2021. Everything's going and perfect. There's maybe news to be open sooner, but we will get to that. But right now, official date, June 1st. So stay tuned. We will have a lot of promotions, a lot of good things, good stuff that we'll have. And we are opening this beautiful property just at the Riviera Nayarit, this exclusive area near Punta de Mita. Punta de Mita is a very exclusive area for Bahía de Banderas. And we just want to be 35 minutes from the airport. We're going to be just 5 minutes from Cruz de Guanacaste. Cruz de Guanacaste is the marina for Riviera Nayarit. And we will be just 10 minutes from Sayulita. Sayulita has been so popular about it. And we are very close, and we're going to have a mix of the Huichol art. And also, a great fact about the property is that we're going to be in a surf beach. So this is a very important, it's a very good segment. This is something that's coming new for us at AEM Resorts, and that's why it's our first surf and spa properties. It's going to be a hotel of 363 rooms for Dreams, and we're going to have 278 suites at Secrets. An amazing and a beautiful spa. It's going to be the largest spa in Puerto Vallarta, 30,000 square feet. With 21 cabins, 3 steams, 3 sounds. We're gonna have 2 bridal suites there. It's gonna be like a fall, and it's gonna be a 2 floors spa, and it will be just in the middle of the property, and it will go down with waterfalls, and it will be just amazing because the sense of arrival will be just there.
That sounds just so gorgeous. So the spa will be in the center, and then Dreams and Secrets will be on either side.
This is correct. So we will have on one side, sorry, Donna, we will have on one side Secrets, and on the other side, we will have Dreams.
That will be spectacular to just pull up there and see that. Wow. So let's go back to the surf school again. I understand, as you mentioned, it's the first one that AM Resorts will have. So will you share just a little bit more about that?
Yes, of course. So we will have our surf classes. We will also have on our store amenities for surfs. We're going to have the surf tables. We're going to have all the souvenirs. And it's an amazing beach for that. We're going to have activities there. We're even thinking of opening with a tournament championship on the first, second week of June. We're looking at that. There's going to be a tournament with 8 countries. We're looking to have that so close. So keep tuned. So we will keep you more information about it.
Okay, great. Yes, that would be fascinating to hear more about that. So one of the things I was curious about is if Secrets and Dreams will offer any off-property excursions for guests, because there's just so much to do in the area.
Well, yes, Donna. So we have our sister brand company, Amstar. that could help us with that. There's many things to do. We are so close to Isla Las Marietas. Isla Las Marietas is the beach of love. We also are very close to the golf course, Litibú, Punta de Mita, and also Flamingos, if you want to do golf. There's excursions that can go outside from the Cruz de Guanacaste Marina. There's whales. I was last week at the resort walking through, and I saw just two beautiful whales jumping around. It's a perfect place to see whales. Whales in Puerto Vallarta, the Bahía de Banderas, comes from November into April. So that's something that you would like to. We also have dolphins in the bay. And you see a lot of great things. And also, remember that we also have the mountains, the Sierra Madre. And so we also have a lot of mountains activities. That's very interesting, like rappel and all mountains activities that we offer in the destination.
That's wonderful. There is so much to do. How far away are you from the botanical garden? That's one of my favorite things to do in the area.
Well, the botanical garden is the other way around the Bahía de Banderas. We are in the stream of Punta de Mita, so we are kind of like an hour and a half from there.
Right.
But the good thing, and it's a good thing that you mentioned this, Donna, to all the audience, is that we're going to have our own one. We're going to have an area of 4,000 different plants. You know that every time that we construct a hotel, unfortunately, we had to get rid of plants and palms and all that. But so we were going to have a nursery of 4,000 different plants. We're going to have a river, and we're going to have a bridge that will be connecting between the resort and the jungle. The hotel is an eco-friendly hotel. We will have implementation of all the green activities that we have in our IAM resorts programs, and also plus what the activities that we're going to have with the nursery. We're going to have, for example, a chapel that will be just in the mountains, and that will be a great view. We will also have a theater that will be in the mountains too, because we are in an area of 13 acres, and 9 of them will be totally green, they will be totally jungle, and 4 of them will be the construction of the resort. So that makes it very unique. People can walk through and stand by, and it will be 2.3 kilometers of extension of that area to go to the nursery place.
Wow. That will be beautiful. It's just so nice to see that contrast. And I also understand that because you're eco-friendly, that you will have your own water treatment system.
Yes, we will have a water treatment system. We also are going to be the only resort in Mexico sustained by 480 seismic oscillators. So that means if there's a hurricane, earthquake, nothing will happen with the building. It will go slowly. This is the new thing on the constructions. We have it in countries like Singapore, Korea, Japan. So having this in the system and being the only one in Puerto Vallarta makes it magnificent. Also, something great to talk about the resort is about weddings. Weddings will be big. Why? First of all, because we're going to have a chapel. Also, we're going to have 8 different locations for weddings. This is something awesome. We're going to have, obviously, a beach area for weddings. We're going to have a garden that will be 19 square feet that can set up into 1,200 people in banquet. We will also have a pool area, but we will have this beautiful terrace, presidential terrace. We have 4 of them, presidential terrace, 2 at Secrets, 2 at Dreams, and they can fit into 150 person and cocktails, and there are just in front of the hotel, in front of the ocean, excellent views. Something that is amazing at Puerto Vallarta or Bahía de Banderas is the sunset. So you will see the sunset just there, and it will be just fabulous. And then you also have different decks. We have a moon deck. We're going to have a gazebo there. You're going to have the mountains as well. So you have mountains, beach, pool area, decks, garden. You have many places to choose for your wedding, plus the two bridal suites at the spa. and having this kind of spa is amazing. And also having the two resorts just next to each other, Secrets and Dreams, is awesome, because with the friends of the bride, they want to come and they just want to be an adult area. They go to Secrets, but they also mm-hmm. come to the family, you know, the sister, the brother, the parents, and they want to come with their kids, so they're staying at Dreams. So it's perfect. You have four rooms at Dreams. You have four or five rooms at Secrets. In this combination between the two properties, this amazing spa, this eight different locations that we have in the property, it makes it ideal for weddings.
They really thought it out, right? It just sounds amazing. So once again, I want to remind our listeners, you are listening to bestallinclusive.com with my guest, Eduardo Pinto. Eduardo, I have one other question. So I understand that there's a rooftop, the sixth floor rooftop will have another restaurant. Is that still happening, I believe, on the sixth floor at Secrets?
Yes, it's a great thing that you have mentioned. So we're going to have on the sixth floor, that's on the top. So the hotel goes by several levels. The first level goes from floor one to the fifth, and the back level goes from four to the seven. That's where we're going to have the rooms. So the property is designed by the famous architect, Sordo Madaleno. He has done a lot of projects all over Mexico, international. He's very well known. So on the top, on the sixth floor, we will have an infinity water deck. We will also have an infinity pool just in the corner, just in the front of the hotel. It's going to have an amazing view. We're also going to have the Mediterranean restaurant, that's the Olio restaurant, that can set up into 200, 223 persons. And from there, that sixth floor, you have an amazing view to Isla Las Marietas, the Marieta Island, that is very, very famous. But also, we have in the center of the hotel, in the eighth floor, we have our preferred club, that also has an infinity pool, jacuzzis, an amazing view from there. We will have a bar, we have wheelchairs. So it's something that if you come to the resort, you have to. It's like in a Vegas hotel in the beach, you know. Why did I call it like a Vegas hotel? Because you have these pools just on the top, sixth and eighth floor. You have all these beautiful restaurants. We have nine different options between the both hotels. We have 11 bars, we have 10 pools. So there's much to offer to our guests.
Will Secrets guests be able to go over to Dreams for the restaurants over there?
That is a great question, and yes. So all our guests at Secrets flow to Dreams, so that's having you will have an amazing experience. You'll have nine restaurants. And if you're staying at Dreams, it's only Dreams for
Correct.
Guests at Dreams.
Right. Okay. I just want to touch back on the spa again, and then we could wrap up with that. So you mentioned a few things earlier. Can you just explain a little bit more about the Cenos and that experience, and if there will be services in there? I want to get a better feel of that.
Yes, Ana. More than that. So it's going to be a 33,000 square feet of a spa. That's a huge spa. We're going to have 21 cabins in total. And something that will be unique at this resort is that it's a two-floor resort, the two-floor spa, and the entrance is a bridge, and that bridge you will have waterfalls going one way and in the other, and that makes it amazing. And the showers there, we're going to have a cold mist shower. We're going to have an incense shower. We're going to have an ice fountain. We're going to have three steams, three saunas, plus the bridal suites. It's going to be very modern, and it's one of the key selling points of the resorts, the spa, for sure.
Okay, and all of that will also be integrated with hydrotherapy too. That's part of it, correct?
That's part of it. Yes, correct, right. Donna.
Okay, is there anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners before we wrap up?
Well, yes. The other things that I wanted to mention as key for the hotel is they're going to have an amazing sun deck that is in the second floor, just in the middle of the property. We're going to have also a moon deck that is in the fourth floor in the middle of the property. There's no rooms there. So at the moon deck, we're going to have some pit fires. We're going to have a gazebo. This place is amazing because the view will be spectacular. And also is where people can sit down, relax, have a drink, have a coffee, have a wine before or after dinner. It's a place. It is a place to be, a place to share. And we are so excited. We will be just waiting for you. This is our first resort that has this great combination between secrets and we will have special offers for you. And we appreciate your time, Donna, and your audience, and the bestwellinclusiveaswell.com.
That's wonderful, Eduardo. Thank you so much. I am so ready, but obviously we'll have to wait till June.
Yes. And we will be waiting till. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, I want a room on the higher floor. So, Eduardo, thank you so very much for your time today and for telling us so much more about the resort. I know we'll stay in touch, and I look forward to getting together with you again after the resort opens when things calm down a little bit. So to our listeners, thank you again for joining us, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much to all the audience. Thank you, Donna, for your time.